Nutter versus City of Richmond, Patrick R. Biden Jr., on his council.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Bynum, and in the interest of judicial efficiency, I will tell the court that Mr. Dix's case and my case are identical. The only difference is that I represent the landowner upon which the offensive billboard has been erected, and I would suggest to the court that I would adopt Mr. Dix's comments and argument, and I'd be happy to answer any questions the court may have, but the cases are identical.
And, I have a question, and again, this is something that was, I think, alluded to perhaps in the plea and bar by the city that the court did not rule upon, but I'm not sure that it was really raised in the demur itself. But as I understand the record, there was an adjudication a number of years ago that came to this court, but I think we didn't accept an appeal. But the underlying circuit court order, I believe in 2010 perhaps, was that the billboard was illegal under the city's zoning ordinance. Is that
yes, ma'am. That is correct. And I think there's a billboard case involving Lamar that the Shires are not involved in at this point that we should address that. But yes, ma'am, that was the case.
Well, my question is this. We have a body of law that talks about that when there's been an adjudication and a final judgment, that creates, for lack of a better word, a vested right that legislation cannot subsequently undo. We enunciated that principle in a case of Morrissey a couple of years ago. It was Morrissey versus the Commonwealth. But we've got an adjudication here that's a final judgment telling the city, agreeing with the city, that this billboard is illegal. Can subsequent legislation then undo that adjudication?
Yes, ma'am, in this particular case. And I will tell the court that the case you're talking about, the Board of Zoning Appeals case.
No, that has nothing to do.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand. But I think the situation was we applied again for zoning under different circumstances. And, again, that was denied, again, by the Board of Zoning Appeals in a subsequent hearing, and that's before the court today.
I realize that it has to do with the variance, but my
right.
question has nothing to do with the variance. Obviously, if you get the variance, that's
The court's asking whether, since there was an adjudication, whether we could come forward, and I was still
under this, relying on this piece of legislation, which came along, as I understand it, after the adjudication that the billboard was illegal.
Yes, ma'am, and the reason I'm saying that is that we can come under the vested rights statute primarily because the zoning issue, it was a fluid type of situation. We had a right to come back before the Board of Zoning Appeals on a different matter to accomplish the same purpose.
But you don't have the right to come back in the variance case with the vested rights issue. That's the question that the Chief Justice is asking. They're two separate questions.
No.
That question is actually in the plea and bar, which
right.
was not decided, and I suspect will be if you go back.
Yes. And to answer your question, no, Justice, it's not. We don't have the right to do that, to come back. But we're saying that we have a right to come back on the vested rights statute.
But that's my question. Can you, under the statute, come back and essentially, based on the statute, undo the adjudication that it was illegal? Because the statute says, you know, the city can't declare it illegal. It can only declare it non-conforming.
This is the issue on the vested rights statute is, in my opinion, a matter of first impression. And I think that we can.
Despite the fact that there's been an adjudication rendered that's final, that the billboard is illegal.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Well, as long as you're into it, and now there's going to be a record of this discussion, and you're likely to be back there, well, I guess we have to address that. This statute came out of a case that we decided. It had to do with a garage that was 50 years old in Fairfax County.
Yes, sir.
And the legislative file reflects absolutely that case was the focus of this legislation. And it's also pretty clear to me that the legislation itself applies to active cases that are in the pipeline, if you will, people who had paid taxes for 7 years. And if they get 15, that's going to apply to them as well. But the question that the Chief Justice is asking, which I think is very pertinent to the plea and bar, is does it apply when there has already been an adjudication of illegality? In other words, it will keep the adjudication from illegality being made, but if it has already been made, can the legislature undo it? And that's the question. And it seems to me that's the plea and bar, and you're going to have to address that in the court below.
Yes, Justice, I mean, I understand that. My answer to that question is that I think the vested rights statute gives us an additional breadth in this particular case. They're also below, and it has not been adjudicated, is the enforcement issue by the city of Richmond. We demurred. There was an enforcement action. We demurred to that and filed a motion for declaratory judgment. To get things moving. This case has been going on for approximately 13, 14 years right now. We're trying to get things moving. And so we still, depending on what this court does, we still have the issues below on the enforcement issue.
Well, in that regard, one of the issues that was raised in the demurrer but was not addressed by the trial court was the assertion in the demurrer that this was not a proper cause or claim for declaratory judgment action, that you really ought to be asserting this as a defense in the enforcement action.
We did insert it in the defense.
I'm saying that saying that this declaratory judgment action shouldn't go forward. That was raised in the demurrer. The court didn't reach it. Could we address that under a right for the wrong reason analysis?
Yes, ma'am, I think. Yes, ma'am, you can.
Is that a basis? I mean, is this proper for declaratory judgment action?
Yes, ma'am, it is, primarily because, just very briefly, because of the length of the litigation below and various subject matters, from the zoning issues to the enforcement issues. There were a lot of issues raised. We filed as a matter of defense the vested rights statute saying we had a right to do it. In order to move things along, we also filed a motion for declaratory judgment, and that was the basis of the city's demurrer. And they're the same issues, essentially the same issues, but I think we have a right to go forward and get it. Expeditious result. I'm aware I'm not answering the court's questions. I just think we have a right to go forward on the adverse on the vested rights statute, and I think that that would in fact trump anything that happened with the Board of Zoning Appeals case. And Mr. Dix has that coming up next on the docket.
So you're saying that if we ruled in your favor in this case, that would moot the variance case?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
When you say rule in your favor, what do you mean by that? I mean, if we just send this thing back and say that the court ruled on a demurrer for improper grounds, that doesn't moot your other case.
It doesn't, Judge. If I interpreted the comment there, if you granted our motion saying that we have a vested right to have this billboard in place, if the court sends it back for other reasons, then obviously we have to go back and litigate it again. And there are two issues right now before the lower court because of that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Call the next case, please.